Shalom Aleichem, it is the 10th of Av, Erev Shabbos Ve'es Chonon, and Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 2 of Beitza, Mishnah Vav. Shlosha Devarim, Rabban Gamliel, Mahmir K'divrei Beit Shammai. In three areas, Rabban Gamliel, who is the Nasi later on, generations after after Hillel and Shammai, he was Mahmir like Beit Shammai was. Now this is a Chiddush because he's actually a descendant, direct descendant of Hillel. The first, Ein Tomnim, we do not insulate. It's a chamin miyom tov l'shabbat, your hot food from Yom Tov going into Shabbos. Remember, recall, we discussed the Erev Tavshilin, preparing food, Erev Yantav, which is the beginning of food preparations. You can continue your food preparation on Yom Tov. An additional svar of mitoch, because people might show up, you need to feed them something on Yom Tov late in the afternoon, so cook a little extra. Now recall that Erev Tavshilin was a cooked food and a baked item, according to Beis Shammai, which allows you to continue your cooking and baking. But if you wanted to insulate something on Friday, which is Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, you would have to do a hatmana on Thursday also, an insulation act also as a, you know, as like a warm-up of your insulation activities. So you can continue your insulation activities on Friday to have it hot on Saturday. Hatmana, insulation itself, we discussed in Mishnayot in Shabbat. There's a whole perek which is mostly focused on hatmana there. We do not put together, we do not stand up a menorah on Yom Tov. It's talking about a menorah shel chuliot. It's made of pieces, like it's like a sectional menorah. And you add on the pieces you need to build your menorah. Beit Shammai said it's included in a gezerah that it's like building, even though building is something done that's attached to the ground, mechubar lekarka, like on the house. But this is a kli, but the Beit Shammai says it's included in the Gezerah, and Beit Hillel had said it's not, because Ein Binyan Vistira Bekalim. Finally, the Ein Ofin Pitin Gritzit. We do not bake thick, zaftig challahs on Yontov, Eli Rakikin. We bake them smaller. The reason being, we do not do extra tircha, even though you can eat, the Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, certainly to bake challah, but to make really gishmaka big ones, like you'd see at a wedding, we're not going to do that on Yontov, it's a tircha. I'm Rabban Gamliel, Mimehen Shel Beit Abba, from all the days of my father's household. You know, he grew up in his father's household. He saw what they did. Lohia Ofin Pitin Gritzin. They wouldn't bake thick zaftig loaves, Eli Rakikin, small ones for Yantiv. Amru Lo, they told him, Mana Selevet Avicha, what should we do with your father's house? Shahayu Machmir no Atman. They were Machmir in their own household, Makilin the Chol Yisrael, but they're Makel for everyone else. Lohia Ofin Pitin Gritzin Vachuri. They could bake them thick, they could bake them thin. They could even make them churi, which is on the coals, which requires more effort because you have to keep stoking the coals. Gemara explains Beit Hillel is actually makel to bake big loaves on Yom Tov, because if you fill up the airspace in the oven, then the heat, the hot air inside the oven, is more evenly distributed and everything cooks more nicely. Mishnah Zayin, the afhu amar shlosh devarim l'hakel. Rabban Gamliel also said three things that were makel. Mechabdin bein amitot. You can sweep between the beds. These beds are actually the couches that they would eat on. The custom was to eat reclining. We have a remez to this at our Pesach Seder. Now, the possible issue of sweeping between, you know, sweeping out your dining room doesn't sound like it would be problematic on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, but the issue is some areas of houses typically were still a dirt floor. So not all of the house was tiled or stone or carpet. Some had dirt floors. So there's an issue if you're going to be sweeping and you're going to do a good job sweeping and really get into your sweeping with some zrizas and zahiras, you might be mishave gumot. You might, you know, fill in some holes and uneven surfaces in the dirt floor, which is, it's building. Here he's makel because between, you know, the dining room, between the chairs and the tables, that's usually an area that's swept anyway. It's not common for gumot, for, you know, indentations and uneven flooring to be there in the first place. Umenichin et mugmar biyom tov. You can put incense onto coals on Yom Tov. So this was sort of a perfume, or like an aromatizer. Now it is sort of, you're sort of cooking up the incense on the hot coals, and it's not something that's shavah l'kol nefesh. Not everybody does this. So some were machmir, like not everyone has to do this, but he would allow it. Finally, ve'osin gedim mikulas balele pesachim, and he would allow to make a helmeted kid on Pesach. The chachamim osim. The chachamim prohibit these items. Now, this gedim mikulas, this kid with its helmet, we discussed in Mishnayot in Pesach. This is how they would roast it in the temple. They would put the kishkes on top of the head when they were roasting the carbon Pesach, so it looked like it had a helmet. Now, after the Korban of the Beit HaMikdash, we banned making your dinner at the Pesach Seder look like a Korban Pesach. You don't want to be confused and accidentally be makdish your dinner as a Korban Pesach. It's a zecher, the Korban Pesach only. As we discussed in Mishnayot Psachim, also there was a gzeira made not to have roast for Pesach dinner. There are postgame who said that if somebody forgot and accidentally roasted their Pesach dinner, they don't have anything else to eat, they should go and put it in the oven and bake it. So now it's technically baked. I think in Pesachim we mentioned Todos, who was a Rebbe in Rome, and he actually roasted the gedi on Pesach. The other sages didn't like it, but he was a gadol ador, so he kind of got away with it. But the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah bring that the custom has become not to have roast, I think even in Rome these days. Yisher kochachem, zayizont.